Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
-3 to 0. You'd know it. I just nipped outside for a second. There's grass just outside the door here. And the grass is like spikes. Rock hard spikes. Spikes. That's how cold it is. It's freezing. Absolutely freezing. I'm not good at cold weather. And I'm dying with a cold, so it doesn't help. Anyway, with just 28 days left to Christmas, I know you're all saying, shut up, Niall. Yeah, 28 days to Christmas. It's Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We should have had some background music ready, shouldn't we, really? Then again. Anyway, it's okay. Don't worry about it, AJ. I can do the background music, you know. With only 28 days left of Christmas, cities and towns are set of deck with decorations and lights and all sorts of things and trees. And have you got your stuff up yet? Is it too early? When is too early? When is too late? And I'm going to throw out this one, okay? And I'll give away one of AJ's little hampers later on. And all you got to do is WhatsApp in. And by the way, when I say her hampers, it's not like a big thing. It's just a couple of CDs in a little bag or something. Anyway, all you got to do is WhatsApp in and fill in the blank, right? You know it's Christmas in Ireland when blank. So fill in the blank. You know it's Christmas in Ireland when blank. Like, everybody gets pissed. So let me know, have you got your decorations up? Is it too early? When is too early? If I had my way, I would make it mandatory that all decorations must be up the day after Halloween. Let me go to Jean. Jean, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Christmas.
Thank you, many of them. Yeah. How's your cold? It is freezing cold.
It is. Are you freezing, Jean?
No, I'm sitting beside a nice warm fire.
Ah, look at you. I wish I was sitting beside the fire with you now, toasting me toes.
You're grand.
So, have you got your decorations up?
I haven't got them because I was thinking of putting up different ones. I've got a few new ones for my windows. I do my windows, just my windows and my outside.
Okay.
And I have one across the mantelpiece, which I haven't taken down since last year.
So you don't have to bother putting it back up again. It's already there since last year.
Yes, true.
But have you got a Christmas tree?
I don't do trees.
Why?
No, because I'm on my own, and I go over to my daughter's house, and she's decorated her house brilliantly.
Oh, okay.
That way. So I'm on my own. What's the point?
It just looks nice, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose it would, but no, I just do the windows.
I love decorating the tree, putting, you know, the little baubles on it and all the rest. I love decorating it.
Have you got small children?
No.
Oh, no, I'm not being rude now, but I mean, like...
No. No, they're all grown up now. All grown up. Yeah. Not small anymore.
No, because I was going to say, like, we have small kiddies that...
Yeah, I know. Christmas is about the kids, isn't it? It's about children, you know.
It is, really, in one way. It is.
Yeah.
But there we go. You can have it too.
Like, yeah. Nice. No, I love Christmas. I'm like a child when it comes to Christmas. I love Christmas.
Yeah, I like it too. Don't get me wrong. I like it as well.
Yeah, what's Santa Claus bringing you this year, Jean? What are you laughing for? Don't be laughing at Santa Claus. What's he bringing you this year? What did he bring you last year?
No, I don't go in. Oh, God, forgive me. I shouldn't say it. No, I leave that up to Santa Claus once he wants to bring me.
Okay. And have you got grandchildren?
I have three across the road, but the youngest is 11.
Okay. Okay.
So,
well,
I mean, okay. The rest is one's 18 and the other's 24. So.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, they're past that point. Anyway, but it is an expensive time of the year, Jane, too, when you're buying presents for people, too, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy. And I'm like that, Niall. I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't know what to buy them. It just racks my brain.
Yeah, I'm the same. You kind of run out of ideas after a few years, don't you?
I mean, you can't just hand them an envelope with a token in it. That's not... No,
yeah,
I'm not.
I know. But I know sometimes people like vouchers, you know, because they can get what they want. You know what I mean? But you do feel bad sometimes handing a voucher to somebody, don't you? Sometimes you feel kind of bad.
Well, just an envelope. It doesn't look much.
Yeah. You feel like you haven't put any thought into it or something like that, maybe. I don't know.
It's true, Phil. Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
So I'll try and do my best and see what I can get.
Yeah, well, maybe get the 11-year-old. Get the 11-year-old a game for his PlayStation or his Xbox or something.
I think that's what they're all into, because I have another one up in Kildare, and that's what they're into. He's a boy as well.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's 12 on the 6th of December, so... that's what I'll get him.
Okay, and get the 25-year-old. The 25-year-old, is that a man as well?
That's a boy.
Yeah, he's not a boy. Yeah. He's not a boy, he's a man.
He's a man.
Buy him a razor, buy him an electric razor. Never, you can't go wrong with that.
Well, no, that sort of thing, no. I wouldn't go for that sort of thing. I'm going to be honest with you, no. He can get that himself.
Right, okay.
Oh, like it's just something which...
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to figure that out yet myself.
Yeah, okay. Well, hang on there for a second, Jean. Let me go to Lily as well. Lily, hi, how are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's like a phone test. I can hear you loud and clear, Lily, in the west of Ireland. How are you?
And why didn't you carry on singing, it's beginning to look
a lot like Christmas. Everywhere I go. It's like the corner of a pub and we're all drunk, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So, Lily, have you got your decorations up?
No.
No? Lily, are you on a speakerphone on the other side of the room or something?
No, the speaker. Hold on.
Don't be on the speakerphone. Yeah, because you won't be able to hear us properly.
Okay. I've got a senior's phone. I don't use smartphones because I'm too old. No, I haven't got my decorations up yet, but I will put them up maybe 2 days before my daughter comes home from Malta, because her birthday is on the 16th
of December.
Yes.
That's a bit late, isn't it? You gotta leave them to the last minute there.
I know.
For Jesus' sake, Lily.
I might put them up earlier, but I think it's lovely. I think it's lovely that people put up their decorations. You said there you should put them up after...
The day after Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, because it's a dark month.
Yeah, yeah, it looks nice, doesn't it?
That's a good point. You said to put them up after Halloween. You're right.
I think we should have another day. Do you know the way in America they have Thanksgiving, which is the last Thursday of November, right? And the 29th this year, I think. I think we should have like a Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is huge in America. It's as big as Christmas. And they put lights up and all that kind of stuff as well. So I think we should have another day between Halloween and Christmas. Another festivity.
That's a brilliant idea.
Isn't it?
It's an excuse to have more turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
What would we call it? We could call it Niles Day or something. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Niles Day.
Yeah.
We should call it Classic Day.
Mm.
Go with Classic FM.
Oh yeah, very good. Yeah. Classic Hits Day. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, classic hits.
So, Lily, are you putting up a tree?
Of course I am.
No, but don't say, of course I am. Jean is not putting up a tree. She couldn't be bothered. What, Jean? What'd you say, Jean?
For their own. I love the nativity. I love putting up the crib and the nativity. I make a big fuss out of that because...
Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
That
very
so
traditional.
To me because in our family, we had a big family. We always made a big deal out of putting up the nativity, but... Everyone for their own, but it's lovely to have the decorations up and everything. It just makes everything so nice. And I think as long as everybody's healthy and no one gets sick and you know that.
Yeah.
There's so many people on their own at Christmas. There's not a lot of people on their own.
Yeah, no, it can be, and we're going to be talking about that a bit later on. It can be a very difficult time of the year for some people who are lonely and are on their own. And I know Jean said she's on her own there, but I don't think she's lonely. She has family and she has people come over.
She goes to the family, but people who are...
Yeah.
Yeah, Jean, she sounds fine. I hope you have a nice Christmas, Jean. Lovely listening to you talking.
Thanks very much.
You sound lovely.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
This is like a love in here, isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe we could hook the two of you up there. You could be friends for life. Anyway, so so Lily, you're putting up a tree. Jean is not. Because she kind of says, what's the point? She's on her own there. You know what I mean? She'll, yeah, be, she'll be going over to her family. Yeah, I know, yeah.
She'll be with her family. Christmas Day, it's different. Mine would all be here with me. The only problem I have is my kitchen is tiny, my sitting room is tiny, so some of them will be sitting on the stove Christmas Day, but we manage.
So how many are you? How many will you be having over, Lily, for dinner?
I'll be having eight.
Eight. And so you won't fit eight around the table. You'll only fit four or five around the table, will you?
Well, we're going to put the table, the kitchen table, in the sitting room, and I have another table. So we'll try and be all together.
I remember that. I mean, Mam's house years ago. You know, there'd be so many people that we'd be sitting out on the sofa eating your Christmas dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we had to do in our house at home years ago. But yeah, it doesn't matter. I think it's all about having something to eat and a bit of heat and everyone to be okay, as long as nobody's sick.
Well, I hope everybody can afford a bit of heat, can I just say?
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Can I just say, actually, just a bit of a public announcement here. It is a very cold night tonight, and I feel so sorry for people who are afraid to turn on the heating because they've no money. I would say to people, turn it on. Worry about the bill afterwards. Most of the companies will talk to you. They'll negotiate with you. They're not going to cut you off. All right.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. That's a good thing for you to say, Niall. That's very good.
Yeah, I would rather see somebody being a little teeny bit in debt than be freezing cold, you know, or dying of hypothermia.
That's a very sensible thing for you to say. That's a brilliant thing to say because people are afraid. But as you said, put on the heat, keep warm, and the companies will make some arrangement with people. But the older people are always afraid to despair things, you know. The older people. What am I saying? You swear I was only young. I'm old now. I'm 65. But
you're not old, Lily. Would you stop out of that? 65 is not old. 65 is the new young.
You're not old.
You're not old at all.
Thanks, Tegan. She's lovely. She sounds lovely. She's lovely. I hope that.
What's the definition of old nowadays? I don't think you ever get old. You're as old as you feel.
That's true. Well, that's you're as old. True.
Yeah, you're right.
As they say to men, you're as old as the woman you feel.
You're so funny. I think if you can get out of the bed in the morning and dress yourself and go down and make yourself a cup of tea, that's me happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Jean and Lily, it's been lovely talking to both of you. Have a lovely Christmas, both of you, all right?
And have a lovely Christmas, Niall. And thanks for the lovely singing. It was lovely.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you more of that in a minute. Okay, thanks, Lily. Thanks, Jean. I'm going to come to Steve and Joe straight after this short break. So the qualification for coming on the air tonight is that you must start off by singing a Christmas song. Steve, hi. How are you?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. There you go.
Well, where's the rest of it?
No, piss off. Do you know why? Because, Niall, I was relaxing in a nice hot bath when your producer rang.
Oh, see, this is what you get when you text into the show.
I literally had to jump out of the bath, run down the hallway in me nip and just get ready and, you know, as soon as possible. But come here and I tell you something.
You're not, hold on for a second, just because it's, now I have a vision in my head.
Fully clothed here.
I was going to say, I don't want to be talking to you if you're in your nip. You know what I mean?
No, fully clothed here. But, do you know what? Do you know how you know you're getting fat?
How do you know you're getting fat?
When you put like an inch of water in the end of the bath and you get in and the fucking overflows.
Steve...
I barely put any in and it was overflowing. Yes, I know why you want to talk to me, Niall. I know. Yes, I was talking to your producer from the podcast earlier and I told her a little something. And now you're very interested in that. I went down a rabbit hole. Don't worry, it's not the Matrix.
Okay, so you always have these nuggets of information for us, Steve, and we'll come back to Christmas in a minute, but this nugget of information about zombies.
Okay, so there is a fungus that's basically a fungus is a mushroom, mycelia, which can infect an ant. And when it gets into the ant, it will flood the ant's brains with serotonin and it will make it hallucinate. But it will literally take control of the ant. The ant will then go and spread its infection throughout the colony by biting onto other ants. And then eventually the ant dies, but the ant will continue moving on.
How will he move on if he's dead?
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, this is mycelia for you. But what they're saying is... So you're telling me
a dead ant is still walking around because he's zombified by mycelia?
Absolutely. Now, and what it does is it'll attack another ant. It'll go, oh, another ant.
While it's dead.
I'll bite you and I will infect you. And then one ant will infect another, and then all of a sudden the whole colony.
Yeah, like the zombies that go around biting people on the necks.
Exactly. Now, and there's the thing, and this is why they're called zombie ants, because it is clearly the definition of a zombie. Now, the funny thing is, this mycelia cannot infect humans for a very particular reason, and that's because mycelia needs a cool, dark place to grow, and once it gets into the human body, we're too warm. And the fact that we're too warm will kill the mycelium.
Okay, so we're 35 to 37 degrees. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Now, if evolution, has taught us anything, that things will adapt to survive. So if this mycelium just happens to adapt to, say, a warmer climate, which apparently we're getting now, by 1 degree, that it can now affect humans. Now, not at the moment, but if it evolves into this next generation, that it can survive 1 degree more, then we're all screwed, because we will be literally running around like zombies biting each other, and that's it. It's the end of the world, apocalypse-type situation. And the funny part of it is, it's not only just the fact that you need to get bitten, but it can be passed on through dust particles as well. It can be passed on through foods.
Mushrooms have spores, don't they, which can blow in the wind and all sorts of things, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. And do you know what? And these ants, sometimes these ants commit suicide.
Well, why do they commit? How do they do that? Dive off buildings?
Do you know what? It's funny, yeah, but that's what they do. They jump off high things. And I always think to myself, sure, an ant jumping off something high, like an ant could fall from an airplane.
It just bounce, yeah.
Yeah, but it bounces off. It hardly has any mass to bounce
off. It just lands. It just does. I don't think an ant breaks its leg or something when it falls, does it?
No. Obviously, the wind resistance would stop it.
Here's an interesting thing about ants, right? And we're going right down to some rabbit hole here. So I'm standing outside a garage there about a week ago. And I was just waiting there. Yeah, I was waiting for Karen. She was in doing something or whatever, right? And I seen some ants, and they were in, where there's a gap in the concrete for expansion, the expansion gaps.
Yes.
And I just seen loads of ants running back and forward. And on the table beside me, somebody had some dinner or bread or something, and there was crumbs. So I got a large crumb, and I put it on the ground. And this one ant, which was about a quarter of the size of the crumb, he lifted the crumb.
Hulk stuff.
Oh, yeah. Lifted this crumb and off he went up down into the crack and off he went up, and I was watching him, the crumb moving. Now, he did struggle a bit by times and he stopped every now and again for a rest, but off he went with the crumb on his back.
Well, here's a question for you, Noel. What makes humans so smart? Versus...
Well, our brains are inferior or superior, I imagine.
Bigger brains, that's what we were told for years. But it's actually not bigger, it's body-to-brain ratio size. So crows have a bigger brain than their body should have, so therefore they're actually quite intelligent. But of all the insects, ants have the largest brain, a.k.a. the size of their big fat head.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that makes them super smart. So maybe there's like telekinesis going on there. Because they do communicate with each other in ways that we don't understand.
I know, yeah, because when you put the crumb down, for example, in those situations, normally he'll go and look at the crumb, go running off, and then loads them come back to the crumb. So he's obviously communicating, there's a crumb over here.
Yeah, you know, tells his mates.
Give us a hand.
The party. But the point of the conversation is, if the world does heat up by 1 degree, we don't only have to worry about, seas flooding the land and all that crap. Well, apparently fungus can get into your brain and turn you into a zombie and we're all screwed.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And can we
go back to something on a lighter note? Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Screw Christmas. By a humbug. You know I hate Christmas.
So have you no decorations up?
No. Well, I will, of course, put them up very soon.
What about your kid? You've got a kid and all, Steve.
Of course, but I pretend to be happy now. Yay, it's Christmas and Santa's coming and blah, 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 blah. But in the back of my mind, I go, oh, just piss off.
Oh, Steve. That's terrible. Hang on. Let me go to Joe as well. Joe, hi. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Niall. Good evening. And good evening to Steve as well. How are you all doing?
Yeah, very interesting conversation about zombie ants there, but however,
Well, no, it's quite interesting, actually. I suppose, look, I'd actually get more enjoyment listening to Steve talking about that and listening to some
politician talking nonsense.
Head cases. Yeah. You know, at least Steve puts a perspective on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
You know, and he makes a bit of sense. But, yeah, in relation to Christmas, I'm looking forward to Christmas. I love Christmas. I don't have any thing bad to say about it. I'll be putting up my decorations now in around 10 days' time.
Okay.
The 7th of December, just before the 8th of December, really. That's really when it really all kind of kicks in, don't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, so they say, yeah. That's what do they call that?
But like...
Little Christmas, that's the countryman's Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was always the countryman's Christmas, yeah, but...
Do you remember years ago, the country people would come to Dublin? I think it was on the 8th, wasn't it, on the 8th?
It was on the 8th of December, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, Daddy, let's go to Dublin and watch the moving stairs.
Yeah, they go to Switzers and all them places, wouldn't they? And yeah. What was the other one? Arnott's, is it?
Yeah, Arnott's, yeah. Yeah,
mind you, we go up to Arnott's nowadays, you get lost up there, you would. I was up there recently, and I tell you something, you'd have a better chance of getting out of Croke Park than you would out of Arnott's, you would.
Do people from the country still come to Dublin, you know, on the 8th to do their shopping for Christmas? I don't think so, because, I mean, there's big shopping centres now in Cork and Galway and everywhere else.
Yeah, a lot of people are shopping now locally in the last couple of years, like, and they're kind of doing it at different stages.
Yeah.
They're kind of coming in during the day. They're coming in on the weekdays mostly than anything else.
Yeah.
And if you ever notice too, a lot of the people are coming in now, they come in on a Thursday or Friday. You know, they kind of make it that kind of a day because there's a lot of things on those particular days. You know, they have markets on here in Cork, you know, open air markets in Man Point and them places. And they go to that as well, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So
you know how to avoid all of that nonsense of going out and doing all that stupid shopping? Amazon. It's great.
Yeah, I know.
It's fantastic.
I'm an Amazon person. I'm definitely an Amazon person.
Well, do you remember last year, Niall, I told you that I bought my 3-year-old for Christmas a DJI drone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was clearly for me. But this year, I actually talked to the mother of my child into buying him a pool table.
Which is clearly not for him either.
Yeah, well, I told her, look, I want him to get into it and get him into it young, you know, so he'll learn it, blah, 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 blah. But it's a very fancy, nice pool table.
You're such a bad person. Has the child played with the drone even once?
Never. He came over and had a look at it. I was like, don't touch that.
So, Joe, will you put up a tree and lights and decorations or just a tree?
I'll just put up a tree and I'll put up some lights as well, Niall, yeah? I'll leave it up then until probably around the second week in January, you know? I always like to do that because I think it's nice to have a bit of brightness at this time of the year, given the fact that it can be a very dreary time of the year too, Niall, for people, especially for people sleeping on the streets, you know? There's hardly people there now who are not so lucky to have the luxuries that some of us have, you know, and I think those people, they need to be remembered as well. Now, they are genuine people. They are people who don't need help, you know, who probably do get help, but they don't want to take it. But look, I think the majority of people, it's always good to give them that bit of brightness, really, because December and January, as you know, November is depressing enough, but December and January can be very depressing if somebody doesn't really have... much light, like, you know, kind of thing, like.
Yeah, I'm at the reading a really sad text here, right? And it says, I live alone with my little doggy. I was divorced after 40 years together. I now live alone in my house. Wait, I'm not finished yet. I now live alone with my dog. This is the third year. Last year, I put up a little tree in a pot in the window. I still have a big tree we used to put up, but I'm alone now, and myself and Jessie don't need it. We don't bother celebrating Christmas. We're at the end of our lives, and a little tree will do to bring back the memories of better times. Oh no.
Thanks for reading that out, Niall. Well done. Yeah, like, kill the bleeding humour.
I'm just saying. Oh, I'm so by the way, whoever that is.
It's very sad, yeah.
I think it is really sad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Come
over to me for Christmas.
Yeah, go over to Steve for Christmas. Yeah. Steve will invite you and Jesse over because Steve has a dog.
You were saying the other night while ago that the two ladies. About Thanksgiving in America, I think it should be celebrated here too properly because in this country, they don't seem to really appreciate what the true meaning of Christmas is. You know, you have this Black Friday thing on Friday now, which is a complete rip-off, because you know and I know and a lot of people know, anybody who thinks they're going to get any bargains on Friday.
No, they hike up the prices beforehand. Yeah, we all know
that.
Although you might know, in fairness, there is laws around it now. Well, online there's nothing, that's like the Wild West. But in the shops, there's a law around, there is actually legislation around Black Friday, right? So a sale.
Oh, there is, yeah, I know that. Church,
so,
yeah.
So the item must have been at the original price for at least 30 days before the sale price.
Yeah.
I think that's the law, isn't it? Otherwise,
yeah, I think it is, Niall. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, they're scamming
you. Well, Niall, can I just bring up a point about inviting a man over with his dog? Because I have a little doggy. My little doggy, turns out, is super gay.
Your dog is gay?
Super gay.
He's gay. I don't. Like, so just like his owner. Just like his owner.
I mean, but no, he's raging. Like, honest to God, when he barks, he goes woof. Like, honest to God, he met the neighbor's dog, and the dog is a little male as well, and he wouldn't stop humping him. And the other night, last night, I swear to God, this is no word of a lie. If she was here, I get it to confirm it. I'm sitting down watching I'm a Celebrity with her, and the dog is on his blanket on the floor. And I said to her, would you look at him? And there he is humping the blanket, but he's staring me in the eyes when he's doing it.
He sounds like a bit of a weirdo, if you ask me. All right. Listen, it's been lovely talking to you, Steve. Thank you for your interesting points about the mycelia or whatever it is and the zombies. And Joe, thank you very much indeed. Have a happy Christmas to both of you, by the way. I shouldn't be saying happy Christmas so early, shouldn't I, really? I should be waiting until at least December the 1st.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.